This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Exiled Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsihanouskaya has called the situation in her country absolutely unacceptable. She's pleading for international pressure to dislodge embattled President Alexander Lukashenko. In a virtual appearance before the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe Tuesday, Tsihanouskaya urged international pressure, including sanctions on Lukashenko and his government. She added an appeal on behalf of Belarusians currently undergoing mass detentions, beatings at the hands of security forces, and forced disappearances. "I refuse to accept that this is the fate of my country," she said. "I refuse, as do millions of Belarusians, to accept that the world will simply stand and watch." Tsihanouskaya ran against Lukashenko in an August 9th election that the opposition says was rigged. She fled to Lithuania days later amid massive protests and rumors she had been slated for arrest. The Afghan province of Panjshir has come under attack for the first time in two decades of conflict after several members of the Taliban kidnapped local citizens on Tuesday. Residents say they have taken up arms to help Afghan security forces. Provincial officials say the militants took over several Afghan security force outposts in the Afshar district. A district official told VOA that about 60 militants came from the neighboring province of Nuristan. The official accused the Taliban of taking a number of villagers hostage and holding them in a mosque. Tuesday's attack in Panjshir also comes at a time when all sides are anticipating talks to start between the Taliban and a team approved by the Afghan government. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com.